And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 4th of January. It's the birthday of Sir Isaac Newton, born on this day in 1643. Newton is considered to be the father of physics and one of the greatest scientists to live since the 17th century. His ideas have become the foundation of modern physics, and he is best known for the laws of gravity and the concepts of universal gravitation, centrifugal force, centripetal force, and the effects of bodies in motion. Newton was a vegetarian, mainly in the last years of his life. He expressed deep compassion for animals and was a fervent animal lover. He invented cat doors. A contemporary of Newton's, the French Enlightenment writer Voltaire, wrote about Newton's compassion for animals, quote, "Newton had cultivated the compassion of humanity, and he extended it to the lower animals. With Locke, he was strongly convinced that God has given to them a proportion of ideas and the same feelings which he has given to us. He could not believe that God, who has made nothing in vain, would have given to them organs of feeling in order that they might have no feeling. He thought it a very frightful inconsistency to believe that animals feel and at the same time to cause them to suffer." Today is also the birthday of Joyce Tischler, born on this day in 1935. Joyce Tischler, affectionately known as the mother of animal law, is the co-founder of the Animal Legal Defense Fund and was ALDF's executive director for 25 years. Professor Tischler is internationally recognized for her trailblazing work in launching the field of animal law. In 2008, through collaborations between the Animal Legal Defense Fund and the Lewis and Clark Law School, the Center for Animal Law School was founded. Professor Tischler taught there to help educate the next generation of animal lawyers. Joyce Tischler, who said, "The field of animal law has grown throughout the world. There are lawyers in Europe, Asia, Africa, South America, Australia, New Zealand. Everywhere that there are animals, there are now lawyers who are protecting animals. I have faith that we will be in a world where animals have rights someday. I look forward to a world in which we don't eat them, we don't torture them, we don't use them or exploit them, where we allow them to be who they are. A vegan, cruelty-free world in which our brethren have lives that are meaningful to them." The publication of Animal Rights, What Everyone Needs to Know by Paul Waldau was on this day in 2011. Waldau looks at the different concerns surrounding companion animals, wild animals, research animals, work animals, and animals used for food, provides a no-nonsense assessment of the treatment of animals, and addresses the philosophical and legal arguments that form the basis of animal rights. Along the way, readers will gain insight into the history of animal protection, as well as the political and social realities facing animals today, and become familiar with a range of hot-button topics, from animal cognition and autonomy to attempts to balance animal cruelty versus utility. Chronicled here are many key figures and organizations responsible for moving the animal rights movement forward, as well as legislation and public policy that have been carried out around the world in the name of animal rights and animal protection. The final chapter of this indispensable volume looks ahead to the future of animal rights and delivers an animal protection mandate for citizens, scientists, governments, and other stakeholders. And the publication of Animals Are Not Ours. No, really, they're not. An Evangelical Animal Liberation Theology by Sarah Withrow King was on this day in 2016. Why should Christians care about animals? Is there a biblical basis for abstaining from eating animals? Is avoiding companies that use and misuse animals a viable way for Christians to better live out the message of God? In Animals Are Not Ours, Sarah Withrow King makes the argument that care for all of creation is no far-fetched idea that only radical people would consider, but rather a faithful witness of the peaceful kingdom God desires and Jesus modeled. This includes all living and breathing creatures that share this earth with us. King uses her decade-plus experience as a vegan, her seminary education, her evangelical Christian faith and her years working with PETA to call Christians to examine how we treat and view the non-human animals with whom we share a finite planet. And here's a quote from Isaac Newton for today. I keep the subject of my inquiry constantly before me and wait till the first dawning opens gradually by little and little into a full and clear light. A quote by Sir Isaac Newton. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that animals have lives that are meaningful to them.